Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. It's overcast and 68 degrees. We'll get up to the low 80s by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning. It's been a while since we've had rain.
Yeah, there's a big change in the weather coming.
And after dark, we're going to see some storms. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff has a sneak peek.
Incredible. We've only had 3/100ths of an inch of rain in the first 19 to 18 days. Yep. And we got a bunch of rain coming. I think we're okay through most of the day, just some scattered showers. But heavy rain moves in after midnight. I'll let you know when it'll all be coming to an end. And a little peek at the weekend forecast all coming up here in just a few minutes.
Governor Greg Abbott activates state emergency response resources ahead of possible flooding.
Heavy rain is forecast late this week, capable of causing flash flooding as well as damaging winds, large hail, and even tornadoes. West, north, central, southwest, and east Texas could be affected by the system. Governor Greg Abbott says Texas stands ready to deploy all emergency resources needed to help local communities across the state prepare and respond to severe weather. He added, the safety of all Texans is our number one priority. The threat is expected to last through the end of the week. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. It's immediately going to the U.S. Supreme Court. The state plans to appeal a federal court panel's ruling that finds the new Texas congressional map violates the Constitution.
Unconstitutional and racially discriminatory, U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Brown concluded the Texas state legislature's use of race was narrowly tailored to achieve a compelling interest, similar to the argument made by the plaintiffs. LULAC attorney Nina Perales represented them.
If you're targeting a district for dismantling it because of its minority composition, that's unconstitutional.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says they will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. In a statement, he said the big, beautiful map was entirely legal and passed for partisan purposes. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Russell Scott. So what happens now with the congressional maps? The director of the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin, Joshua Blank, tells me that it all depends on how quickly the U.S. Supreme Court moves.
And when they do react, do they reinstall the maps that were established in 2021, or in an effort to maintain the quote-unquote status quo, do they keep the new maps while they're being litigated as potentially illegal racial and ethnic gerrymanders?
He says normally the high court does not want to change district maps after candidates file to run, and that filing deadline to run for Congress is December 8th. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth school trustees agree to fight the recent state takeover of the district.
In their first meeting since the takeover, trustees listened as parents and teachers addressed the takeover. With the state now in charge, Stephen Poole, executive director of United Educators Association, representing million teachers and staff worried that the best teachers will leave only to be replaced by those he considers unqualified.
There's something that Commissioner of Education Mike Morath and I agree on, and that's the growing number of uncertified teachers across the state of Texas. At a State Board of Education meeting this spring, he testified that students with an uncertified first-year teacher achieve worse outcomes than those with a certified teacher.
The meeting was held as the state-appointed conservator Chris Rusowski observed the school board voted to challenge the takeover. Now the appeal goes through a limited fast-track process with the Texas Office of Administrative Hearings. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth is among the districts now under a court order to take down the Ten Commandments from classroom walls. A federal judge calls the new state law a violation of the First Amendment. Arlington, McKinney, Frisco, Northwest, Rockwall, and Mansfield will also have to take them down for the time being. U.S. District Judge Orlando Garcia wrote that it is impractical, if not impossible, to prevent plaintiffs from being subjected to unwelcome religious displays. ACLU attorney Chloe Kempf represented the 15 plaintiffs.
It violates their rights to religious freedom when the government is forcing them to be indoctrinated with religious texts.
Just hours before that decision, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed lawsuits against the Round Rock and Leander school districts for not posting the Ten Commandments.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Both chambers of Congress vote Tuesday to require the Justice Department to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. The bill now awaits President Trump's signature, something that President Trump said he would sign. A federal judge blocks the new Texas law that requires public schools to display the Ten Commandments. The judge rules that it violates the First Amendment's ban on government-established religion. Our Governor Greg Abbott wants the Supreme Court to reverse a ruling that tossed the state's new congressional map for racial gerrymandering and forces Texas back to its old districts.
Here are the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin.
Hey, it's Kristen Diaz. Join us this afternoon for the news you missed during the day on the KRLD Afternoon News.
Right now, it's the 20-minute morning briefing. It's 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic with no commercial interruptions right here on the KRLD Morning News.
7:23, News Radio 1080 KRLD. As we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing, I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A driver is up on intoxication manslaughter charges following yesterday's...
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Death of a Collin County boy, Giovanni Quinones, was riding in a pickup that crashed in Hunt County. Paramedics worked on the 9-year-old Farmersville boy, but he was pronounced dead on the scene. Another child is in the hospital with what police call non-life-threatening injuries. Julian Rivera, the driver of the pickup truck, was arrested.
The federal government might be reopened. That doesn't mean local food pantries are going back to normal numbers. Sarah Burns with the North Texas Food Bank says they continue to hear from the hundreds of agencies and pantries within the 12 counties they serve.
What we have been hearing from them has been a spike in people at their pantries, anywhere from 25 to 50% on average.
Burns says most of the spike was because of federal workers not receiving paychecks and Texans not getting SNAP benefits.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. By the way, David Johnson will be back. He is just on double secret assignment, if you will. But in the meantime,
there's a focus on the frugal consumer. TJX posting sales last quarter above estimates. It's a sign shoppers are turning to cheaper options as the economy shows signs of stress. This is the discounter that runs chains including TJ Maxx and Marshalls. TJX sells designer and branded goods at discounts after scooping up inventory that hasn't sold at full price stores. Elon Musk returned to the White House last night in a sign that tensions between President Trump and the world's richest man have thawed since a fierce split over deficit spending earlier this year. Futures have edged up ahead of NVIDIA's earnings. Investors refrain from taking any big bets before this key test of market stability following a $1.6 trillion global equity sell-off. And the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, says President Trump will interview the top three candidates for Fed chair after Thanksgiving and may announce his pick before Christmas. I'm John Tucker, Bloomberg Radio.
And we are following breaking news this morning as the former Treasury Secretary, former president of Harvard University, Larry Summers, has now resigned his board position with OpenAI amid a firestorm over the Jeffrey Epstein connections.
The Dallas Stars' five-game winning streak gets snapped by the Islanders last night.
The Dallas Stars mounted a furious comeback, down two goals late in the third period against the New York Islanders last night. Jason Robertson stayed red hot, scoring his second goal of the game to make it 3-2. Then with a tenth of a second left, Wyatt Johnson appeared to have tied the game at 3, but the goal was overturned due to a goalie interference call against the Stars, meaning the Islanders held on for the 3-2 win. Head coach Glenn Gullitson postgame on the controversial call against Dallas.
Anytime there's a player in the blue, you're going to argue, was he pushed in or did he go in on his own? And obviously you know where we'd stand on that.
Stars back at it Thursday night in Vancouver against the Canucks. Jake Reitman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Stars are turning up the pressure in their ongoing dispute with the Mavericks, accusing the team of violating its own franchise agreement. The Dallas Morning News reports the Stars filed an amended counterclaim, I should say, last night, and took the unusual step of asking a court to reopen their 2011 bankruptcy case. In the filings, the Stars say the Mavs and the city of Dallas were officially notified during bankruptcy proceedings the team's headquarters were in Frisco, and because they raised no objections then, they can't claim a breach now. The Stars also say the Mavs briefly listed Las Vegas as their principal office during the ownership transition last year. The Mavs deny the allegations, maintain the Stars are the only team out of compliance as the case heads toward a jury trial. Wouldn't that be wild? In late January.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.